From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military has denied it staged a military takeover, but a spokesman said it was targeting criminals. Around 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe.
What the Zimbabwe Defense Forces is doing is to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation in our country, which, if not addressed, may result in a violent conflict.
Major General S.B. Moyo said Mr. Mugabe and his family are safe. The action took place amid a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. On Monday, General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from government. A party statement called that treasonable. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said he believes what's developing is what he calls a peculiar coup.
By the time they're finished, Mugabe will be retained as at least a figurehead. However, I think his wife and her allies will be marginalized, and some of them, at least, I think, will end up in jail.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who's viewed as a possible Mugabe's successor. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following a 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia. He said he's proud of what he accomplished.
Very proud of it from a standpoint of security and safety, military, very proud, and trade. You will see numbers that you won't believe over the years. Because over a period of years, they will be treating us much differently than they have in the past.
He said North Korea remains a major global military threat and expressed concern about China's efforts to build and militarize outposts in the South China Sea. This is VOA News.